Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That jazzy music means we are going to talk Mission Possible with our friends from Hastings Family Service. And we have in studio with us today Maria Slavik. She's the Volunteer and Communication Coordinator. She is joined today by Kelly Carter, who's the Development and Community Relations Coordinator. Gosh, it's great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So glad you're here. So I actually have time in the interview after your long titles to still talk to you about all the great things going on at Hastings Family Service. So we are coming off of the great success, I'm sure, of in April or late March or however long it goes, Minnesota Food Share. Who would like to give us a recap of that, please?
I will do that. Yeah, Minnesota Food Share this year was fantastic. It started the very end of February and went through April 10th. And during that time, we were able to raise 15,500 pounds.
What?
And over $154,000.
Okay. Wow. That's incredible. So tell me more about the whole pounds thing, because there's a match or something, isn't there?
Sure. All of the pounds of food and the dollars raised will receive a proportionate match from Minnesota Food Share. So it's not a dollar for dollar match. It's based on the amount we raise, the size, and all of the other food shelves that participate. I think there's like 300 food shelves that participate in Minnesota Food Share. So we usually do really well. We rank pretty high up, and that's because of our community here, and it makes me want to cry, and I just am overwhelmed with the generosity, and I can't even list all of the organizations and the schools and the churches that helped raise food for us and dollars, and for instance, the American Vets through at Duguerrell's. Who knew that the pull tab tickets that are sold there, most of that money stays in the Hastings area, and so they sent us a check for $10,000.
Oh my gosh!
And that is from the proceeds of the pull tab. So we've had schools, and there's so many different things that happen, and we don't even know they're happening. They just show up, and we're like, we collected all this food for you. So it's amazing. The support we have in this Hastings community is like no other.
And the timing of this is really important, isn't it? Because your food shelves start to dwindle, I would assume, during this time period, and your need doesn't dwindle.
Sure. After the holidays, you know, winter's hard for people, especially this winter, if we ever get through it. But, yeah, so this is a good way for us to restock the food shelves to get ready for spring, summer, when kids are off of school and there's increased cost of daycare and kids are just home more and eating more. So it helps us build our food shelf back up.
And it also, doesn't it help you if people come to use the food shelf, that money that they save by doing that can then in turn be put towards their other bills, like the higher fuel costs this winter?
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I go to the grocery store, it's almost like a sticker shock,
or
when I fill up my tank of gas. And so, you know, even if this will save you a couple hundred dollars or whatever the dollar amount is, you can pay that gas, or if you have some high electric bills from the winter, or if you have some car repairs, you know, an unexpected car repair, something like that.
So is Minnesota Food Share, is that a consortium? Is that a separate company? I don't really even know what that is.
So Minnesota Food Share, it's a group, and they fundraise throughout the year to be able to do this for local food shelves.
So it's something I know that is a very beneficial time frame, and it sounds like it was just so successful. So congratulations again.
Yes. Yep.
That's wonderful. And then I know that you are gearing up for the second annual Drive Out Hunger Golf Tournament. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, we are. So that is going to be on Monday, June 6th, and at the Hastings Golf Club. And we are limiting it to 25 foursomes, so it'll be 100 golfers. So sign up now, because we sold out last year, and had people calling to try to get a foursome. But it's a fun event. I ordered up the same weather as last year, so should be great. We had beautiful weather last year. But yeah, it's just a fun event. We have sponsorship opportunities available for if you want to sponsor a hole, and you can be at your hole and visit with the different golfers that come through. It's a scramble, for four-person scramble, and so you don't have to be a great golfer. It's probably more fun if you're not a great golfer. But yeah, it should be a fun event. The registration is available online. So if you go to our website at hastingsfamilyservice.org, you can click registration and you can just pay right online there. If you don't want to do it online, you can contact me, Kelly, at Hastings Family Service, and you can call at 651-437-7134. The registration will include your green fees, a cart, a light lunch, dinner.
Two meals.
Right?
Excellent.
Right? We have a party cart that will be decked out with some fun swag. Vermilion Insurance is sponsoring one of those. And then they'll probably have some snacks and beverages in there for you as well. And then you get to drive that around during the tournament. And yeah, it should be a fun day. And all of the proceeds benefit Hastings Family Service. So it will help the food shelf.
So the event is what day, please?
Monday, June 6th, and registration begins at 11 a.m., and then it's a shotgun start at noon, and then dinner to follow around 5 o'clock, probably, is dinner.
So you are limiting the number of participants. So again, if somebody wants to sign up as an individual, maybe they're listening, would you place them in a foursome?
Registration is for a foursome only, but you can get a group together. You could certainly contact me and let me know, you know, if you do want to just participate alone. I can, you know, if there's another group that is short somebody, then we can match you up. But
so last year, I know this was a big success. Was it something that right away you knew you wanted to do again?
Yeah, it was really fun. You know, Hastings Tastings is, that's a wonderful event. That's without saying. I am not a huge golfer, and this was my first golf tournament I ever planned. I had some great help. But yeah, it was really fun, and it's just, it's a different
vibe.
Yeah, and it's a different group of people, you know, and so it's fun to reach out to different groups. You know, so there was a lot of, you know, just some of our volunteers, and but there's a lot of businesses that will bring, you know, clients and stuff. So it's fun to just kind of reach out to some different groups, get different people involved.
And it's such a great cause.
It is a great cause.
So did you find that a lot of people that attended this didn't really know what your mission was? Were they primarily from Hastings? Or
yeah, we did have some that were not from the Hastings area, and so again, this was a great opportunity to just reach out and spread
showcase
our word.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also know that this time of year we start talking about garage sales.
Well, and this next weekend is the citywide.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And so when there are garage sales, people have stuff that maybe doesn't sell. And so then it will get packaged up and brought down to Hastings Family Service. And we certainly appreciate all of those items, because then they go into our store and can be sold to the general public, or we use them also for like clothing and household vouchers. So we just ask, when people are packaging up those items to bring down to us, is it something that can be put in our store? You know, if it's stained, ripped, broken, doesn't work, we're not going to be able to sell that in the store. So then we end up having to discard it, whether it's recycling it, or sometimes you just have to throw things away, and we just don't really want to have to do that. And then also to keep in mind that our volunteers may be a bit older and can't lift heavy boxes or bags. So clothing items, if they could be packaged in like a kitchen garbage bag size,
instead of the trash and
instead
lawn
of the big black lawn ones that are really heavy,
no,
because it's really hard for our volunteers and for me to handle, you know, heavy items like that. So that's just something to consider. And again, just, you know, if it's not something you would purchase, somebody else probably isn't going to purchase it either.
Yeah, you know, just keeping our volunteers in mind when with bringing in those items is great. It's also a good opportunity just to put out there that we do need volunteers in our donation center. We have right now a Friday afternoon shift open, and we're looking for some substitutes. So anybody who likes to interact with people, help people out, our donation center volunteers greet our donors and help bring things in and get them all situated when they arrive at the donation center. And currently we are closed. I think that's the other big reminder, is that our donation center hours currently are Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 4. We are hoping that we'll be able to reopen on Saturdays in the near future, but before we can do that, we do need to increase our staffing, and that includes volunteers as well as paid staff. So anyone who is interested in volunteering, maybe not available during the week, but would like to work on Saturdays, we are looking for volunteers who can commit to Saturdays as a way to prepare to reopen the store and donation center on Saturdays.
So I know that your volunteers take shifts. Can you please tell us the whole shift piece?
Yes, of course. Currently, our shifts are about 3.5 hours. So we have a morning shift and an afternoon shift, and that's kind of typical. It can vary a little bit from area to area, but our morning shift is typically 9 a.m. to 12:30, and then at 12:30, we have another group that comes in and stays until 4. I do have some shorter shifts available in certain areas, so for those who where 3.5 hours is still a little bit long, we can accommodate some 2-hour shifts. And of course, we have some other opportunities that are a little more flexible as well. So one of the areas that we have a lot of flexibility in the volunteer time is some of our driving positions. Meals on Wheels is a shorter period of time. It's over the lunch hour. And that's something that we've been really fortunate that throughout the last couple of years, we've had a lot of volunteers there. And we are now at a point where we're reopening, taking new volunteers back in to that program now as we kind of move into a new season and our volunteers' availability changes. We have some openings there. The other one that we have a really high need for right now is Just Friends drivers. And our Just Friends transportation program is a really important program. We provide rides through our volunteer drivers to our neighbors who need a ride to a medical appointment, dental appointment, or even grocery shopping. And our neighbors are able to call in and request those times, and then we need a good pool of volunteers who are available to review those ride requests and sign up to provide those rides. And it really is a great flexible volunteer opportunity because our volunteers really get to control when they provide those rides, when it works in their schedule, how far they want to drive. And it's really fun to watch our volunteers build relationships with our neighbors as sometimes those rides turn into recurring, you know, weekly appointments. And we just have a great need for that right now. We have a lot of neighbors who are requesting rides, and we could use some additional drivers to help fill that. Just like always, we kind of see a seasonal shift with our volunteers. We have some snowbirds who are less available during the winter and then come back in the spring. But then also as we get to warmer weather, we'll have some folks who have cabins or other travel plans during the warmer months. And so we always are kind of looking for some additional folks to help fill in those gaps and provide that service for our neighbors.
And Maria, if people want to get a hold of you and volunteer, how can they do that, please?
The best place to start is on our website, hastingsfamilieservice.org. If you click on the volunteer button at the top of the page, it will take you to a page where it outlines the different volunteer opportunities that we have available. And it will also, on that same page, give you the link to fill out our volunteer application. And I think application sounds really intimidating, but really it's providing us with your contact information and availability. And then it gives us a chance to reach back out to you and start talking about opportunities and finding a good fit.
Oh, I love that, because that's important, isn't it? You want people that are going to continue to volunteer. So you really do your homework as far as trying to place people in an area that they're going to be successful in as well.
Absolutely. We want our volunteers to have a positive experience and a successful experience volunteering. So we are going to do our due diligence on the front end to try and talk with you and find what you're looking for and try to find a good match. And the great thing about it is if we guess wrong initially, we can always take that step back and try something else because we have lots of opportunities.
Kelly, before we go, could I please circle back about the whole, we have this left over from our garage sale and we would like to donate it. Would you please give the parameters that you have, besides if it's not something you would buy for yourself? You want things washed, clean if they're clothing. And then what are some of the other things that you do and don't take?
Right. Thank you for asking that. So we are, even though we have expanded, we still don't have room for like furniture and things like that. We do have a list that we can put it on. And so if somebody calls and says they need a couch,
Then we
can give them that contact information. So we do have a furniture list, which is great. We can't take electronics because if they don't work, it's really hard to recycle them. And then medical equipment is another thing that we can't take.
Which is such a bummer.
Right.
But, I mean, people want to give away things that were useful, but I totally understand it. Yep.
And baby equipment, like larger baby equipment, like pack and plays and car seats, just because of the legalities with the, you know, the expiration dates and all of that, if something has a recall, it's really hard to keep up on all of that. So the baby equipment we also are unable to take. But we'll take, you know, clothing items. Like for at Christmas time, we'll accept Christmas trees because we will, you know, have families that maybe have signed up for Project Share and they don't have a Christmas tree, and then we can provide them with a Christmas tree. We don't want Christmas trees right now, though.
Okay.
You know, bigger things like that is harder to store. So yeah, any household dishes, bedding, some small electronics like a coffee pot, that kind of thing. But we can't take like TVs and stereos and things like that.
Well, that's great to know. Thank you, ladies. So great to see both of you. And thank you for the good work that you're doing at Hastings Family Service. Our guest today, Maria Slavik, she's a volunteer and communications coordinator. And also Kelly Carter, she's the development and community relations coordinator. And they are both at Hastings Family Service, and we're thrilled for all the good they're doing. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.